I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show this week, it's actually less than a week since we had a show. I'm doing a follow-up to that last show in this show for reasons that will become apparent. Okay? There you go. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here. I'm Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. Okay, on the old blog. The blog, you say? Yes, the blog, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. On the blog, if you go back in time, you will find an article that we're going to talk about a little bit later. So stay tuned for that. You're not going to want to miss it. It's a blast from the past. Before we do that, though, I do want to catch you up on the whole local BTV. And yes, this time I got it right. The local BTV. See, I kept saying BHT, and that's because as a traditional naturopath, which, by the way, you could see my mortar and pestle there, mortar and pestle. I'm an herbologist. Anyway, as you can see from that, I know about nutritional things. I know it's not entirely obvious because I need to lose weight, but okay. Don't bug me about the details. The point is, I do know about such things. And BHT is a nutritionally based phraseology. So you could excuse me, I hope, for that. BTV, broadcast TV, local BTV, is a service that claims that if you are in their designated broadcast areas, you can use their service to see local broadcast TV as per Locast. You remember Locast, the service that was taken down for various reasons that had to do with contractual obligations and things of that nature? Well, local BTV says, oh, we've got that covered. We're okay with that because we've made agreements with local stations in the various areas that we are in. So I got to thinking that I knew a guy that lives in the Charlotte area. So I called him up. And I said, can you let me get on your computer using Arrow Admin, which is a tool that I use to help people with their computers? And he said, sure. So I got on his computer. We set up local BTV. And we checked out what was available. Let's go to that video right now. Let's log back in. Okay, so there's Charlotte. Local. Well, here we go. This is what I was looking for, is the actual list of what's on. That is what you get. But I'm not seeing... I'm not seeing CBS, NBC, ABC. That's what I was hoping to see.
Yeah.
But to give you a little quick overview, let's say there was something here you wanted to watch. I don't know if there's anything you'd want to watch here. But you know, just for grins, let's say you're interested in Good Times. You can record it. You can record the whole series. You can record just the episode. And it will retain up to 1 terabyte of programming.
Wow.
So you could actually come in here and pick your programs you wanted. Like, say you were interested in Quincy.
Yeah.
you could come over here, hit Quincy, hit record, and record the entire series, and, you know, it'll record that series for you. Well, there you go. As you can see, I was disappointed, and so was he, because the stations that were available were what I call, lovingly call, junk stations. Stuff that's out there that I suppose there are people that want to see it, perhaps. But between you and me and the wall, I have no interest in most of those stations, okay? I mean, they're nothing exciting to me. Now, maybe you're different. Maybe you like those stations. I don't know. But, you know, third, fourth, fifth rate stations that are, I mean, things like that are advertising stuff, the GVC, whatever they are, and shopping networks and all of that stuff. And I'm being charitable. They made agreements to get those local stations from that area, but not the ones I want to see. The network stations, the ABC, CBS, NBC, CW, etc. stations. So that was a bust. So I'm a little disappointed at that. Oh, well. Anyway, I do have something of interest, though, for you. I said we were going to do a little blast from the past. Let's go to a video that I showed back in on May the 24th of 2014. Now, that's pert nigh unto 8 years ago, roughly. And it was about solar freaking roadways. Do you remember that? Those of you that have been with us a long time? Let's check out that video over here right now.
Solar freaking roadways.
What are they?
They're solar freaking roadways.
What do they want from me?
Well, they're solar freaking roadways. Okay, so actually this time, what is it?
It's technology that replaces all roadways, parking lots, sidewalks, driveways, tarmacs, bike paths, and outdoor recreation surfaces with solar panels.
And not just lifeless, boring solar panels. Smart, microprocessing, interlocking, hexagonal solar units. No more useless asphalt and concrete just sitting there baking in the sun, needing to be repaved and filling with potholes that ruin your axle alignment on your sweet ride, bro. These are intelligent solar panels, replaced a panel at a time if damaged or malfunctioning. They're covered with a new tempered glass material that has been designed and tested to meet all impact, load, and traction requirements. Oh, and did I mention that they're also solar panels? They generate electricity. They generate capital. They pay for themselves, and they keep paying more because we're not going to run out
cool
of sun
that?
For like 15 billion years.
Ma'am, that's the exact video, portion of the video that I showed, like I said, 8-plus years ago-ish. Almost 9, but a little over 8. Okay. Solar freaking roadways. I really liked that. A lot of other people did too. And they have continued. They've gotten all kinds of other funding and they've gotten approvals from various governmental agencies and they've run some tests and some studies. And you know how these things take forever? Well, they are still taking forever, okay? But they recently got approval by the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, because the solar roadways talk to the computers and keep things going, okay? And so they had to get approvals. So lots of approvals are in the process and are getting done. And the gentleman who's behind it, Scott Broussard, had some heart issues. He's now past that. Getting back to work on it. I mean, there's just been a lot going on. There's always a lot going on with people and things and developments. So who knows where that's going to eventually go? You can watch the whole video. I'll provide a link below on YouTube so that you can click on it and watch the original video. I just really liked that video. I thought it was really cool and funny. And it just struck me right. Okay. Now, a little bit about solar. they mention that the energy of the sun is hitting the Earth all the time. It's delivering tremendous amount of power that we're not using. And, you know, I'm not a big tree hugger, green type person in and of myself. That's just not my thing. But I say if you can use the power of the sun, do it. Okay? So I found something you might be interested in. And we're going to play the entire video. It's about 9 minutes or so. But this video, I'm going to just let it play. I will say this. This car, because it's a car, it's a solar-powered car called the Aptera. I got interested in it enough that my wife and I decided to buy the company. No, we didn't buy the company. We bought into the company. We became investors. I'd like to buy the company, but I don't have that much. It's a lot of money, but I could buy into it as an investment. So I'm trusting that they will do well with this. I mean, the idea that you could have a car that you could put, leave outside in the driveway. You know, I live in a condo here, so it'd be out in the parking lot where I get a lot of sun. My parking area is right smack in the bright sun. It's supposed to get 40 miles of charge just from the sun per day. 40 miles. I don't know about you, but living in the city, 40 miles, that's a lot more than I would drive probably in a day going to the store or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty good. Then you can also charge it. And it has up batteries. There's different, you know, configurations. One of them is a configuration with a battery that will give you 1,000 miles per charge. I said that right. 1,000 miles per charge. And the whole car is covered with super high-tech, form-fitting, rounded solar panels that are well-protected so that they don't get, you know, grimy and busted up and all that. And they're special, you know, to them, patented solar panels that provide all this energy from the sun. So it's cool. I like this idea. So anyway, watch the video and let's talk about the potential for this.
It's a shame that today's transportation industry is so inefficient. You put gasoline in a vehicle, you burn it, and you only get about 25% of the energy out of that gasoline. The rest is just up in smoke, literally. We started with horse and buggy four-wheel technology over 100 years ago, and now we've evolved that four-wheel technology into big SUVs and sedans. The automotive landscape of today is far too concerned with risk and would never think about stepping, you know, outside of the box to make a composite vehicle that's super lightweight and aerodynamic, because it's so much different than what's available on the market today.
When we first started the company and we're looking at the shape and going through MATLAB calculations of different vehicles and saying, well, what kind of vehicle could we use as a base vehicle? And we sort of asked ourselves a rhetorical question. What would it be like if you made the drag go to zero in terms of the equation? Why, then your range would go way, way up.
We see losses in heat. We see losses in friction. We see losses in aerodynamics and weight. Everything to us is an engineering challenge to make things more aerodynamic, lightweight, so they use less energy.
So then I asked the next question. I said, well, what does that shape look like? Surely there must be a shape that mathematically would equal zero for drag, or close to it, close enough. And that's how we discovered this shape and began working with it and refining it.
We think that energy should be used to turn your wheels. That starts with aerodynamics, because in a typical vehicle, you use over 60% of your fuel just pushing the air out of the way at highway speeds. So if you could take that aerodynamic drag down to zero, you'd instantly get 60% better fuel economy. With Aptera, we did just that. More aerodynamics, lighter weight, efficient powertrain, gets you further with less energy.
A 1,000-mile range vehicle seemed absolutely absurd. It was an insane claim, but it's all science. It's all numbers, really.
You can charge the Aptera with a regular 110-volt outlet, the same outlet that you charge your cell phone on, and overnight you can get 150 miles of range. That's unlike any other vehicle out there. One of our best new design features is our Never Charge solar package. It allows you to charge over 40 miles a day free from the sun, and allows for most daily driving needs to never have to plug in to go anywhere.
40 miles, you know, doesn't sound like a lot, but it's the equivalent of parking your car and having it magically fill up with 2 gallons of gas overnight. It's the fact that you can park it at work or wherever and go back to it with more energy in the tank than when you left it. Freedom in the sense of being able to go long distances, go without having to think about it, go without having to worry about if it's charged or not. Have it charge itself without having to pay a dime to drive it every day. I mean, that's a kind of freedom I think a lot of people would love.
You don't need super large charging infrastructure to keep your Aptera going on a large trip. When you stop at a roadside charger, you can charge for 10 minutes and realistically be back on the road, unlike other electric vehicles where you may have to stop for more than an hour. So the efficiency of Aptera really opens up a lot of possibilities for owners to use their vehicles in different ways than they currently do. We have a strong focus on composite technologies and AI generative design, because it lowers the overall weight of the vehicle while making it one of the strongest offerings on the road today.
When you think about vehicle safety, you think about strength. You know, is this thing going to protect me?
Our composite monocoque chassis is built a lot like a Formula One vehicle, and it's very strong.
The structure surrounding you is going to be safer or stronger than virtually anything that's out there, because the strength of the composites compared to steel, for example, is superior.
We take passenger safety very seriously, and it's one of our top priorities. The Aptera drastically lowers the materials needed to build your transportation device.
These bodies, instead of having 200 or 300 parts to the body, they have 4 parts to the main structure. And that makes it much easier to build, track, and assemble.
The electric vehicle world of today is much more advanced than it was 10 years ago. We're leveraging every bit of new battery technology, drivetrain technology, composite technology that's available to make things more efficient for your transportation needs. Aptera is actually Greek for wingless flight.
People look at it, they tap for you to roll down the window, and they want to ask you what it is.
Amazed and shocked when they see the Aptera.
It's not designed to get attention. It just gets attention because of what it is. You tell them how efficient it is, and it just blows their mind. The first thing that's going to strike you as different is the integration of the solar cells into the body and the dash and other places, every square inch of where sunlight hits that vehicle, in a way to harvest it and make use of it without making it look like a, you know, some high school eco-marathon project.
when driving. The vehicle dynamics are very stable. The acceleration is brisk. The one notable thing is it's very, very quiet.
Before I drove the Aptera, I had dreams about driving it. And the first time I did, it was virtually as I imagined it would be.
Aerodynamics comes with the benefit of being a lot quieter. You don't hear the wind buffeting noise at high speeds like you would in any other vehicle available today.
The first feeling while driving it is the feeling of spaciousness, because you think it's just a normal size vehicle, or maybe some people might even think that it's smaller on the inside or a cram. But it felt like a football field, you know, that I had between my elbow and the door. I just had all of this space, and it was comfortable.
The all-wheel drive Aptera handles great in snow, ice, or inclement conditions. We have torque vectoring to each wheel that dynamically responds within 1/32nd of a revolution. So we can infinitely tweak the stability of the vehicle at any time and tackle almost any adverse condition you can imagine.
And with all of this glass, I could see everything, and it was an amazing experience.
The Aptera service network will be unique in that most of the time will come to you to fix your problems. But if you have an Aptera in a remote location where service agents might not be, we will help you repair your vehicle on site. We'll ship you parts within 24 hours. We'll give you all the build and service information we have and really help facilitate you in keeping your vehicle on the road. We think this right to repair mindset can really help keep more Aptera on the road longer and make our customers happy. Hopefully my children will grow up in a world where they never have to put gasoline in a vehicle again. My son already knows how to put the charger into my electric vehicle. My daughter already knows what a battery is.
I think ensuring that electric vehicles aren't sort of a compliance move by the OEMs, or that they're not a thing that only rich people can afford with, you know, very expensive electric vehicles, but ensuring that there's a mainstream path to make electric vehicles there for everyone is the legacy that we'd like to leave to our kids, because that's the kind of world we want them to grow up in.
I would say we're an audacious group that is really tackling the problems of energy efficiency in transportation. There's nothing more unique than Aptera, a vehicle focused on efficiency solely over styling. And it's really the most efficient way to get from point A to point B.
We started Aptera to build the best electric car in the world.
I think a lot of people have latched onto Aptera because it's an amazing solution to a lot of today's energy use problems. And it's also just cool engineering. You're far less efficient on a bicycle than you are in an Aptera. So next time you think of bicycling down to your local grocery store, you might as well hop in the Aptera to make that same trip.
Okay, I trust that strikes your thinking. I mean, think about this. I don't care whether you're green, orange, purple, whatever your persuasion is when it comes to the environment. I'm looking at it as, hey, how cool would it be to have a car that gets its energy from the sun, you leave it parked, and then you go driving and that's it. Fully on the gas companies and their charging through the nose. You see what I'm saying? So I'm really hoping this comes to pass, because I like this idea. So anyway, aptera.us is their website. If you want to invest, don't take my advice. Just because we did doesn't mean I'm telling you you should, okay? I am not a financial advisor by any stretch of the imagination, okay? So, but if you want to, there's a place there where you can invest. If you want to click on this link right here, you can sign up to get one of the first Apteras that roll off the assembly line, and they'll reserve it for $100. But if you'll click this link, you'll get it for $70 instead of $100. How cool is that? So it's an affiliate program that I have become a part of. DrBill.tv/Aptera. Go for it. And remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.